This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 2009, black and Latinos in New York City were 9 times as likely to be stopped by the police compared to white residents. Former Mayor Mike Bloomberg finally apologized for the policy as he tries to run for president as a Democrat. All fraternity activities have been suspended at Syracuse University in New York after a spate of racist and anti-Semitic slurs. In a 2016 Pew Research Center survey of nearly 3,000 American workers who use the Amazon Mechanical Turk site, a quarter said they made most or all of their earned income on the platform. More than half the Turkers surveyed said they earned under $5 per hour. According to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College, half of retirees are afraid to use their savings. Of the 32 European Union countries that have a minimum wage, all but Latvia raised theirs in 2018, but 14.2% of European jobs were temporarily, compared with just 4% of U.S. jobs, leaving many workers without insurance, a pension, or disability benefits. The supposed NFL workout for Colin Kaepernick turned into more trouble with a last-minute switch to a high school stadium after negotiations broke down with only 8 teams and the press present. EasyJet says effective immediately it will offset the carbon emissions from the fuel used for every single flight, domestic and international. A ProPublica and Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate analysis found that a proposed $9 billion chemical plant by Formosa in Louisiana would subject residents in Convent to double the toxic levels of cancer-causing chemicals than currently, and 1 mile east in St. James, levels would triple. Special Fund for Americans who are considered victims of state-sponsored terrorism has distributed more than $2 billion to thousands of claimants. 25,000 bridges in France are considered in bad structural condition, according to a report given to the French Senate. FAA changes in designing flight paths from radar to GPS has led to more predictable paths at lower altitudes with more fuel efficiency, but also has caused more noise and complaints from residents. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, United Labor Unions Local 100, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.